Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the sports club, the Cayuse Law News and Coast Radio Sports congratulate Cayuse Law junior basketball player Braden Thornton as this week's Athlete of the Week. Braden was the lead scorer in all three of Cayuse Law's wins last week, culminating in an 18-point game on Friday night in the 64-48 win against North Bend. Honorable mention goes to track and field standout Brea Blankenship. Brea took top honors in the 800-meter at this past weekend's 4A state meet. Mapleton senior J.J. Neese delivered a first-place toss in the javelin over the weekend in the 1A state championships. Neese tossed the spear 152 feet 3 inches. Neese also finished third in the triple jump, followed by teammate junior Joseph Shepard in sixth place. Mapleton basketball was on the court last night in Triangle Lake. The Sailors were held to a 3-point lead at half, but outscored the Lakers 29-2 in the second half. J.J. Neese led the team with 21 points, and A.J. Mosso added 16. Final score was 53-23. Mapleton girls were also on the court last night, but had a tough time with the Laker girls. Triangle Lake outscored the Sailors 52-11. Both Mapleton teams are back on the court this evening against Mohawk at home. The Cayuse Law Vikings will be on the court this evening to take on Marist Catholic. Games begin at 5:45 with a 5:30 pregame on KCST. The Cayuse Law Baseball and Softball Association will be having their All-State Tournament Father's Day weekend and are in need of some assistance in preparing the fields at Miller Park. Jay Nillis reached out for support from the community to ask for help in trimming, weeding, and spreading more dirt. He said help is welcomed at any time. That's Coast Radio Sports for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021.